Good morning, people of God. We're glad to have you with us here on The Voice of the Shepherd from King of Grace Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelmer. We believe in the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Three persons, but one God. How can three distinct persons be one? This is beyond our human understanding. It's a mystery. Yet this is how God reveals himself to us in Scripture. While we cannot possibly understand the wisdom, knowledge, and depth of God, we do know certain things about him from Scripture. The early Christian church used the Apostles' Creed to confess their faith in the true God. There are three articles or parts to the Apostles' Creed. The first article teaches us about God the Father who created us. The second article teaches us about God the Son who redeemed us. Today, we are going to talk about the third article of the Creed, which teaches us about God the Holy Spirit who sanctifies us. But before we talk about what that all means, I'm going to share with you the words of the third article and then Luther's explanation of it from the Small Catechism. We confess in the Creed, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. What does this mean? Luther writes, I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But the Holy Ghost has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith, just as he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. In this Christian church, he daily and richly forgives me and all believers all our sins. And at the last day, he will raise up me and all the dead and will give eternal life to me and all believers in Christ. This is most certainly true. In Luther's explanation of the third article, he summarizes the teaching of Scripture. The Bible teaches that we are by nature dead in trespasses and sins. We didn't know God, nor could we come to him. If it were not for the Holy Spirit working faith in us, we couldn't believe in God and trust in him. Paul writes in Romans 8, the sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. The scripture says, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. So then, what does God do? He sends the Holy Spirit to sanctify us, that is, to set us apart. The Holy Spirit makes us holy by working faith in us. He works through the law to show us our sin, to make us realize that we have not lived the life that God demands of us. The Lord says in Jeremiah chapter 23, is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? The Holy Spirit does this to teach us that we need to look outside of ourselves for help. We need a Savior. He preaches the law so that we might believe and trust in the gospel, the good news that Jesus has lived the life we could not. He died the death we deserve on the cross, and he rose again so that we might live eternally with him. God the Holy Spirit does this. He works faith in us through the word of God. Scripture says, so faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Paul writes in Romans chapter 1, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. It is through the word that the Holy Spirit creates and strengthens our faith in God. The same word that God spoke in the beginning to create this world and everything in it is the same powerful word he speaks to us today to create faith in us. And this is why we treasure reading, studying, and hearing the word of God. The Holy Spirit works faith in our hearts through it so that we may believe and trust in the forgiveness that Jesus won for us on the cross, be confident of his love for us and our hope of eternal life in heaven. This peace Jesus offers to all people. Jesus said, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. If you would like to learn more about Jesus, the Bible, our church, or just talk, please visit our website at kingofgraceiowa.com or join us for one of our Sunday morning services at King of Grace Lutheran Church in Waukon at 9 a.m. or at Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelmer at 11 a.m. We are a confessional Lutheran church that is Bible-based and cross-focused, and we'd love to have you join us. Come here and learn about the forgiveness and hope that you have because of Jesus. You are listening to Pastor Abraham Faust on the Voice of the Shepherd, pastor at King of Grace Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelmer. May God bless your week.